Open thou our eyes, O Lord, that we may behold the wondrous things out of your law, for Christ's sake. Amen. The sermon is four important steps to take. We all have sinned. We all have come short of the glory of the Lord. But in God's mercy, he redeemed us. He sent his only begotten Son to die for you and for me. We asked for forgiveness, trusting that we all did, trusting that we all have. God, I am sorry. For by grace you are saved. It's not about you. Lord, I can't help myself. I have tried to be good, but goodness will not purchase salvation. Even if you kill yourself and you have not come to Jesus Christ to redeem you, I am telling you from the scriptures, you still live in sin. The reason, just listen to Isaiah that says, holy, I saw the Lord. The angels were there. God is so holy that we cannot be so righteous to meet his holiness. To make life easy for you and for me, he sent Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for your sin, for my sin. He died that I will not die. He died that you will not die. And after he died, the Bible says that in Jesus Christ is life. And this life, assuming that this is the life, this life is hidden in Christ. If this is Christ and this is life, he has given us eternal life, free of charge. You are not paying anything. This life in Jesus Christ, he put it in Christ, covered it. If you have Jesus, you have life. If you don't have Jesus, you are condemned. But you are not doing anything. It's just for you to just intentionally say, Lord, I come to you. I am nothing. I am sinful like every other person. But I come to you and I accept this gift in Christ. That's all. So, if you have Jesus, you are walking in newness of life. He comes into your heart. He gives you the power, the authority to become God's child. So you become God's child, it should make you joyful. The reason is that you are now living in newness of life. And if you're living in newness of life with a changed heart, with a changed mind, because God is now living in you through Christ, you should be joyful about it. You should be excited about it. People will know that your life has changed, and it will show on your face, and it will show on what you do. So now that we are living post-resurrection life, there are four things that we must do to enjoy this beautiful life in Jesus Christ. One of the steps you have to take is to step down. Step down. You were here doing all kinds of bad stuff like me, living in all kinds of sins, fornication, adultery, lying, stealing, being angry, and all that. Now Jesus has come into your heart. First thing that you will do that will help you to maintain this victorious life is to step down on sin. Step down on the things that don't make sense. Step down on them. Leave them alone. Leave them up there. Step down on the things that make people say, is this a church goer? Step down on anger, malice. Step down on things that you do at work, at home, in the church, places. Step down on the thoughts that you think. Because sometimes we want to know what is sin. Sin is everything you think, everything you say, everything you do that is not pleasing to God. Step down on them, because Jesus is now here. When you have stepped down on sin, the next thing that you do is to step in. Get deeper and deeper into the Lord. Step in into the newness of life. Remember that when Jesus comes into your life, you have the gifts of the Spirit. Joy, peace, gentleness, lovingness, and all the things that make life joyful. Step into them. Start practicing them. Practice makes perfect. Since Jesus Christ is in your heart, and the Holy Spirit is there, and the fruits of the Spirit should start coming out because you have already stepped into them. And when you have stepped into the joy of your salvation, being kind and loving on people and doing what you're supposed to do as a believer in Christ, the next thing that you do is to step up. Step up on serving the Lord. Step up on prayers. Step up on fasting, if you can, on fellowship. Some of us say, yeah, we love the Lord, but you don't want to come together. You know what the Bible says in Hebrews 10:25? Do not neglect the assembling of yourselves together, as is the practice of some people. Some people practice it. They just stay home. They don't want to come together to enjoy knowing that Jesus Christ is coming. Step up on just being with the brethren. Step up on brothers and sisters. You know, I said brethren. Sometimes the people are like, brethren? What about the women? So when I say brethren, it's both. But anyways, just step up on that. Step up on your stewardship, on your giving. Do you know what the Bible says in Malachi? Why are you robbing me? And then you ask, how did you say that I'm robbing you? Yes, you are robbing me in your tithes and in your offerings. You are robbing the Lord. And God said, just test me if I will not open the windows of heaven to bless you. Give your tithes and offering. And even 1 Corinthians 4:7 said, what do you have that you did not receive? In fact, who makes you different from one another? And whatever you have, you received it. So why are you behaving as if you did not receive it? So you need to step up on that. You have to step up on praying. Do you pray for real? This is somebody that you love, Jesus Christ. How much conversations and communications do you have with him? Or you just say, God, thank you. Or you just get up in the morning, the first thing is tea, the second other thing is TV. How do you communicate with your friend? That's a friend living in you, directing your minds and your thoughts, and you don't talk to him? Do you bring your family together for prayers? Maybe you don't.
But today is a good day. Can you start from today? It helps you. It helps your spouses. It will help your children. Pray together. The family that prays together stays together. Step up on reading the Bible. Maybe you have forgotten that you need to read the scriptures every single day. It's only one manual. We don't have two. It's just the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. But you have read 1 billion books. But the one manual that you have, the guide that you have, turn to Genesis, you are looking at Revelation. But this is one book you've already always had. Step up on doing that. When you read your Bible, when you pray every day, you know, I tell people, read your Bible, pray every day, pray every day, pray every day. Read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. If you want to grow, if you want to grow, read your Bible, pray every day if you want to grow. You will never grow if you don't read your Bible. How would you know God's mind? How? Through reading the Bible. How would you know how your day will go? Through reading the Bible. When you are so annoyed or so angry or so depressed, how do you get comfort? Through reading the Bible. When you have stepped up on all this, the next thing you do is to step out. Just go out. Tell people about Jesus Christ. Live out the life. Matthew 25, I was in prison, you visited me, I was this. How? I didn't see you in prison. When you do it to the other people, you are doing it for me. Step out. Tell people about God's love. Go into all the world and preach the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Would you step down today? Would you? Would you step in and enjoy Jesus Christ in your heart? Would you step up your fellowship? Would you step up the things that you do for the Lord? Only dead people should rest. This is not time for us to rest. If there's breath in you, I don't care how old you are, believe that the Lord can still use you. When you die, you have rested from your labors and you will have your reward. So when you have stepped up on all this, step out and let people enjoy the Lord that you are enjoying. Amen.